Welcome in. Today, we're really diving deep into aviation sustainability.
Oh, exciting.
You always hear about those fuel-efficient engines,
Right.
and biofuels, which are definitely important.
Yeah.
But we're going behind the scenes
Okay.
into the world of MROs,
Hi.
maintenance, repair, and overhaul, the unsung heroes, keeping those planes up in the air,
Definitely important.
and doing it sustainably, too.
Yeah.
Like, imagine keeping your car in shape.
Yeah.
Now magnify that by like 1,000
Right.
for these super complex aircraft.
I see.
And that's where MROs come in.
Okay.
They don't just fix what's broken.
Yeah.
They're optimizing for the long haul,
Right.
safety, and for the planet.
Absolutely.
So we're going through these articles from Aviation Maintenance Magazine.
Okay.
And I promise by the end of this, you'll look at airplane hangars in a whole new way.
I'm sure I will.
It's fascinating how much sustainability has changed things in the MRO world.
It really has. It's not just a trend anymore.
It's like their whole MO now.
Exactly. It's ingrained in everything they do.
Before we get into it, how do we even define sustainability?
Yeah, it's like everyone's using it these days.
It's a buzzword for sure.
Definitely. But it's more than that.
Right.
The UN defines it as meeting the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs.
Okay.
So for MROs, that means keeping those planes flying safely and efficiently for their clients now,
Right.
but always looking for ways to be greener for the
It's
future.
like a balancing act.
Exactly.
Present needs and future responsibility.
You got it.
The articles mentioned AJW technique.
Okay.
They're really walking the walk.
How so?
It's the small things that get me.
Like what?
They even switched to eco-friendly packaging tape.
Wow.
It's impressive.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of that.
But those little changes add up.
They do. Especially on a big scale like theirs.
Exactly. It shrinks their footprint without sacrificing anything.
And it's not just about being green.
Right.
It often makes business sense, too.
Okay, how?
Take their energy consumption.
Yeah.
They're retrofitting lighting, optimizing those massive air compressors.
So less energy use.
Equals lower costs.
Win-win.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good for the planet, good for the bottom line.
Now that is smart.
And their location in Montreal works to their advantage, too.
Oh, how so?
Quebec runs almost entirely on hydropower,
Really?
nearly 100% renewable energy.
That's incredible.
They're really strategic about sustainability.
That's thinking ahead.
Definitely.
But it's more than just energy, right?
Oh, yeah, they've got rainwater harvesting systems, solar panels on their buildings,
I love it.
and it's working. They've cut their CO2 emissions by 425 tons annually.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's like taking 85 cars off the road for a year.
Wow.
They're really leading the way.
It's amazing how they've made sustainability so central to everything they do.
It really is. It's like an extension of their commitment to quality and efficiency.
Absolutely. And they're not the only ones doing great things. Lufthansa Technik, another big MRO. They're making waves with some really cool technology.
I'm all ears.
Have you heard of their Cyclone engine wash?
I have vaguely. How does it work?
So they use vaporized hot water to clean the engines.
Okay. And how does that help with sustainability?
Well, think about it. All that grime buildup on the engines,
Yeah.
it creates drag, makes the engine work harder,
Oh, I see.
burning more fuel, increasing emissions.
That's.
The Cyclone system blasts away those deposits with that superheated water vapor,
And that.
restores the engine's efficiency.
Ah, very clever.
So a cleaner engine equals fuel savings and fewer emissions.
Gotcha. And I read that could be up to 80 metric tons of emissions per aircraft every year.
That's right, like taking 17 cars off the road for a whole year.
Wow.
And here's the thing.
What's that?
Sustainable MROs aren't just about reducing the impact. It's
Right.
about making things last longer, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
A cleaner engine will likely last longer.
That makes sense.
So less waste, less need for new
It
parts.
all ties together.
And speaking of innovation,
Yeah.
Lufthansa Technik has this AeroShark technology.
Okay. I've heard that name. What is it?
It's straight out of a sci-fi movie. They
Really?
basically took inspiration from nature.
Oh, cool. Like what?
Sharks.
A sharks. Okay.
They developed this film
Okay.
that mimics the texture of shark skin.
Sharp skin for an airplane. I'm intrigued but
I
confused.
know, right? But it's all about drag.
Oak?
Shark skin seems smooth, but it's covered in these tiny tooth-like scales called denticles.
Huh, I never knew that.
This film replicates those denticles.
Okay.
And when it's applied to the plane's fuselage,
Yeah.
it reduces drag.
And less drag means.
Less drag means less fuel to push the plane through the air.
Right.
Less fuel equals lower emissions.
It all comes back to that.
They're saying potential savings of up to 3%.
3%. That's huge.
It might not seem like much.
Right.
But when you think about how many planes are in the air.
Yeah.
Even a small percentage makes a big difference.
Definitely. And a small percentage for a big company.
Is still a lot of fuel and a lot of emissions.
Exactly. They're making a real impact.
And it's not just the big players, like I was saying.
Right.
The articles also talked about Aerotrax Technologies.
Okay, I know them.
They're a software company.
Right. So
what's their role in all of this?
You might not think software's got a big environmental impact.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
But they're proving that it does.
Okay, how so?
It's all about efficiency.
Okay.
They use a serverless cloud platform.
Serverless. So they don't have any servers.
Well, they do, but they're not their servers.
Okay, this is going over my head now.
They're using a shared network, basically.
Oh, I see, see.
Way more efficient than everyone having their own servers.
So they're saving energy.
Exactly.
And that's good for the environment.
Precisely. And it's not just their own energy use.
Right.
They help their clients be more efficient, too.
So it's like a ripple effect.
That's a great way to put it. Their software helps airlines and MROs optimize their operations.
Less waste all around.
Exactly. Sustainability is a team effort.
It really is. And speaking of small changes adding up.
Yeah, what about it?
What are some other everyday things MROs are doing?
Well, for one, they're switching to eco-friendly cleaning products.
Cleaning products? You're right. Kidding?
Nope. It makes a difference.
Really?
Think about it.
Okay.
Those hangers are huge.
True.
And they need a lot of cleaning.
Right.
All those harsh chemicals add up.
So by using greener products,
they're protecting the environment.
It's amazing how much thought goes into this.
It's impressive, right?
But it can't just be individual companies, right?
You're hitting on a key point.
We need everyone on board.
We need industry-wide change.
Who's driving that change?
Well, there are a few key players.
Like you.
On a global level, there's ICAO.
ICAO.
The International Civil Aviation Organization.
Okay.
They set the standards for the aviation industry.
So they're like the rule makers.
Exactly. They set emissions targets.
And those targets apply to everyone.
Airlines, MROs, the whole industry.
So it's getting serious.
Sustainability is non-negotiable now.
But are companies actually taking it seriously?
That's the question, isn't it?
Are they just doing the bare minimum?
Some are, for sure.
But others are going above and beyond.
Absolutely. They see it as an opportunity.
An opportunity
to innovate, to stand out, to attract the best talent.
So it's not just about avoiding penalties anymore.
It's about being a leader in sustainability.
And that's good for business.
Exactly. Customers, investors, employees, they all care about sustainability now.
So it's a win-win.
A win for the planet and a win for the bottom line.
Speaking of challenges, though.
Yeah, what about them?
What are some of the hurdles companies face with all of this?
One of the biggest is cost.
Cost. Makes sense. New technologies and all that.
Exactly. Take those eco-friendly cleaning products we talked about.
Yeah.
They often cost more than the traditional stuff.
And it's not just the products themselves, right?
Right.
You got to train your staff on the new stuff.
Right.
Make sure they're using it properly.
It's a whole shift in mindset.
It's like a cultural change.
Absolutely.
Sustainability can't be an afterthought.
It's got to be part of the DNA.
And that's not always easy.
Especially for these big companies.
They've been doing things their own way for years.
It takes a strong leader
to steer the ship in a new direction.
And a willingness to embrace change.
Speaking of change.
Yeah.
One thing that stuck out to me.
What's that?
The need for industry-wide standards.
Right now, it's a bit all over the place.
It's like everyone's got their own thing.
Exactly.
How do you even compare?
It's confusing for MROs.
And for their clients, too.
Everyone needs to be on the same page.
So we need those industry-wide standards.
That's how we level the playing field.
Transparency is key.
So MROs can prove they're serious about sustainability?
Not just saying it, but proving it.
And it makes it easier for airlines to choose MRO partners.
They know who's walking the walk.
It's a win-win for everyone.
It's amazing how much sustainability is driving innovation in this industry.
It's not a trend anymore. It's the future.
Companies are realizing that.
Sustainability is good for business.
So as we wrap things up,
yeah,
what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
Sustainability is a journey.
Not a destination.
Exactly.
And it's a journey we're all on together.
The choices we make have a ripple effect.
What happens in one hangar
affects the whole industry
and the whole planet.
It's about working together
to create a greener, more sustainable future
for aviation and for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
A huge thank you to our expert for joining us today.
Anytime.
This deep dive into sustainable MROs has been eye-opening.
It's a fascinating field.
There's so much innovation happening behind the scenes.
It's an exciting time to be in aviation.
That's for sure.
Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us.
We'll catch you next time
on The Deep Dive.